Well, welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Molly and Abby, a.k.a. Maverick and Goose, this weekend.
Oh, my God. Frozen Maverick and Goose.
Frozen Maverick and Goose, yeah. This goose can keep till Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. So cold today.
So cold. So it's Sunday.
Yeah, we're taping on Sunday.
After the final round of the air race and some food.
Yeah.
We had to warm up a little bit. It was cold today.
It was cold today. It was not cold yesterday.
Not at all. No, it was hot yesterday. We were sweating. We needed sunscreen.
It basically was Indiana.
It was Indiana.
It went from 80 and sunny to 50 wet and windy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's that Indiana weather fuckery right there.
I mean, people wonder why people in Indiana get crazy. Oh, it's because our weather's nuts.
Yeah.
It's fine.
This is why.
So we're recording after the race because we were together and we thought, why not?
Why not?
So, let's see. So, warming up them tires, we're going to obviously talk about the Red Bull Air Race.
Obviously.
We'll have our shit we didn't make up.
You know it.
We'll talk about some female racers. A little bit, we'll touch on the silly season, what we know. You know, the schedule is just released, so we'll talk about that. And then, to continue on our learning, our edumacation, we're going to talk about the Triple Crown of Racing. I'm sorry, Triple Crown of Motorsports is what it's officially called.
Wow.
If we're being fancy. Oh, excuse me.
Yes, because we're so very fancy here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, the Red Bull Air Race recap. So, Saturday, weather was beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Although, I wouldn't have minded it being overcast, just because the sun was super bright, like, trying to watch the planes and stuff.
Yeah, when they would go for that aerial loop, and they were looping right into the sun.
It was like, Yeah. I was like, where are my eclipse glasses?
I'm burning my retinas for this.
Right? Where are my eclipse glasses? The sun is still just as strong. But yeah, but it was a great day yesterday. It was super fun.
It was. We saw a lot of the, you know, aerobatic stuff yesterday, so that was great.
That was very cool.
We saw the people who jumped.
The Red Bull Air Force that are taking over.
Yes. But there was only about six of them, so I don't know.
There were.
We might have been able to take them.
Yeah, I think so. I think we could have taken them.
Yeah.
And there was another guy, the paraglider, who had, like, a little, like, jetpack on.
Yeah.
While he parachuted.
And then a ribbon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He did a ribbon. It was like the ribbon dance in gymnastics.
He was just flipping the ribbon
just like
around.
Will Ferrell in old school. Yeah. Yeah. But with a parachute.
And a motor.
It was an interesting choice. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure the point of that.
I mean, we used this phrase a lot last time, but I feel like the paraglider was definitely just white nonsense.
Not as much as us watching people play video games on the big screen today.
Yeah, that happened.
And then they handed out awards, because apparently that's a thing.
That's a thing now. You can win.
And they had a damn award ceremony that we were forced to watch. Like, I give a flying fuck about people who compete playing video games. I mean,
good for you.
I mean, everybody, that's awesome. But don't maybe watch your awards ceremony. Not when I'm sitting in the stands and it's windy.
Yeah.
And 56 degrees. Because I don't care normally, but I sure shit didn't care today.
And they're like, oh, we have an award ceremony. We're like,
for what?
Because nobody has gone up yet.
We're like, nobody's flown yet.
No, like, it's the virtual pilots. And I was like, get off the stage.
Right?
Just leave.
Oh.
Like, if you're good at playing video games, that's great. Enjoy it.
You know who doesn't respect virtual pilots?
Real pilots.
Actual pilots, exactly.
You know,
every other pilot there was probably throwing them so much shade.
Oh, no. They did it in the middle of the... They did it... Well, we're kind of jumping around, so it happened Sunday.
That happened Sunday.
So they made poor Kirby Chambliss hand out the awards after he just got knocked out.
Yeah.
To all of these, like, 16... I don't know if they're 16. I'm just guessing they were 16-year-olds.
Yeah, they might as well.
These 16-year-old video gamers who had won the video game.
Yeah, after Kirby Chambliss. Yeah, because they did the round of 14, and then they did that award ceremony. But earlier in the day, we were submitted to watching them play the video games.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, because white nonsense.
Because
white nonsense. But yeah, then they made Kirby Chambliss hand out the awards, and I was like, dude, he just got knocked out. Like
he's out of
the championship. He does not want to do this. He's probably like, you guys are assholes.
I hate you. Well, he basically said that when the interviewer was like, well, Kirby, you're at your home. I don't know if this is his home track or not, but you're at Indiana, like in the U.S. You got knocked out. How do you feel? And he was like, wow, really rubbing it in. I was like, all right, Kirby, I like that.
I love that you just called him out. Wow.
Really rubbing it in there, aren't you? Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that was a dick move. That was an asshole question.
Oh, but we did see the helicopter pilot.
We did. We did see the helicopter pilot again. So yesterday and today, they had helicopter acrobatics, which we touched on a little bit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that was pretty wild.
It was insane.
It was craziness. I mean, this helicopter did all kinds of crazy
like
stuff.
Like front flips, back flips, barrel roll.
It would do, like, nose dives. I mean, it was, I mean, defying the laws of physics.
Go for it.
Which apparently it's a specialized helicopter.
Yeah.
They have added some parts and changed out, like, the material that the rotors and the blades and everything are made with and this and that so that it can do that and abide by the laws of physics. But, yeah, that was very cool to watch.
It was really cool to watch.
Yeah, that was cooler than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I thought it was like, all right, it's a helicopter.
Right, like, I was like, I wasn't sure about this, but, I mean, and he was obviously high enough up in case he lost it that he wouldn't kill any of us, but he was still, I mean, fairly low.
Yeah.
I mean, with the cloud cover today, we could still clearly see him. Definitely. He never went above the cloud deck.
No.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And let's talk about yesterday, a 747 that didn't get the memo about the track being a no-fly zone this weekend, because it is for the Indy 500, for any major race event. It's a no-fly zone. And actually for the Indy 500, they post a couple F-18s up in the sky and they will shoot you out of the sky.
They will not pause.
They do not play. But yeah, so yesterday all of a sudden we see this big airliner and it's like headed straight to cross over the track. And we're like, we can just imagine the pilot, you know, folks, if you look out on the right side of the airplane.
Because anytime if it's like, so for practice days and whatnot, they'll say that. They'll say, you know, they'll fly and say, if you look, you can maybe see the cars. Like, that's a big thing. So I'm sure the pilot was like, if you look on over.
And then air traffic control was like, is this Foxtrot 937? Like, what's your flight path? Yeah, and then they were like, abort, it's a no-fly zone. Because this 747 turned so hard, I guarantee everybody in that plane lost their drinks.
It was quite a sharp turn.
I have not ever seen
the pilot went, oh, shit. Nope.
Right?
You know, nope.
Nope. Yeah, so, I mean, that was some pretty impressive flying, too. I don't know what airline it was, but props to that pilot.
He came home with a bronze medal today.
Yeah, he did. He gets an honorable mention. Him and the helicopter pilot.
Oh, definitely. So, today the weather was not cooperative.
It was not cooperative.
Because, as we've said, you know, Jesus loves the IMS, but really, Jesus just loves IndyCar.
Yes, Jesus really does love IndyCar.
Jesus, I don't think he was happy about the Red Bull today.
I guess not.
It was bad.
Maybe he had too many smoke-on drinks yesterday. Woke up a little hungover today. I don't know. I mean, I get it, Jesus. I was a little hungover today, too.
So, we got to the track, pouring down rain.
Like, and the thing is, we kept looking at the app and looking on Twitter and whatever, and
everybody was like, they're going.
They're
going
to go, as long as it's not more than a light drizzle. And we were like, okay, it's going to rain hard for a minute, and then it'll be done, which... It rained hard for a little bit more than a minute.
Well, to be fair, it's Indiana weather. We thought it was going to rain, and we didn't realize.
But it was going to pour.
It's going to change.
Well, and then the wind really kicked up, and so they ended up starting way late. They actually scratched the Challenger class for the day. They didn't even race those planes. They just awarded everybody on how they pulled, or how they qualified, basically, as that was how they did the race, and they calculated the points that way. So Melanie
won.
She won, because she was... the fastest yesterday.
And I read something last night, so she's, like, the first woman to, I think, pole in a Red Bull. Well, now she's the first. I mean, I bet it'll have an asterisk by it, though.
Yeah.
Because technically, she's the first woman to win.
Technically, she is. I mean, I'd still own that, asterisk or not.
Isn't that not, like, winning under a caution?
I mean, an argument can be made that an asterisk should not be there, because she did, in fact, fly the fastest yesterday. Same as Doug makes the argument that... the yellow should not have an asterisk because they were still the fastest at that time. So, I see the logic. I do.
I just really like to ask you that question.
I know you do.
Yeah, so they scratched Challenger.
Later.
Yeah. They were supposed to start at like 12:30.
Didn't happen.
Started about 1:50.
Yep.
Supposed to end at 5:30.
4:15, we were walking out there.
I was like, not mad at the efficiency.
Right, well, because they said they weren't going to... like, adjust the time, like, they weren't going to adjust a lot of times, they were just going to cut other things out.
Which they did.
They did, and there were a lot of things that would not have been able to work, like, you couldn't have had the the skydivers in any of that business, because with the parachutes and the wind and all that, they would have had no control. They ended up in trees on the golf course.
And like, somebody's in Brownsburg.
Right. Guys, I'm in the Coke lot.
I'm going to just stay here.
Hey, guys. Yeah. So.
Nobody's coming in if you land in the Coke lot.
Nope. You're on your own.
Bye.
Better find your way out. But yeah, so it was, I mean, I really enjoyed watching the planes. That was cool. Yesterday we were in North Vista. Today we were in Northeast Vista.
I mean, it was more of a hike to get into Northeast Vista.
It was.
The views and, you know, we'll post some pictures today, I think, and then we both took some on our cameras, so we'll probably load those up later. But
yeah, we got some really awesome photos. And in Northeast Vista, the angle that we could see of the track was just fabulous.
Yes.
It was perfect.
Because we could see them come through their turn two, hit the chicanes, the two gates, the loop, and then go back past the pagoda to start. And I was like, perfect.
And we could still see where they were taking off and landing on the runway. Yeah, I mean, it was awesome.
I would keep these for our seats next year.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially since we got my mom to drop us off and pick us up.
Shout out.
Right? So, wasn't as far as it was going to be.
That's true.
Although today, we definitely would have been taking a Lyft or an Uber back.
Yeah, I was not walking.
No. No. No.
I still can't feel my feet.
No, me either.
It's okay.
It's all right. It'll come back later. Take a bath later.
We did get some cool.
Yep.
Cool
we are now the proud owners of two IMS hats and a blanket.
Because every time we go to the track and it rains, we have to buy more
clothes. And we even planned ahead. And I was like, I'm going to bring extra pants because I hate my pants get dry and then I'll be like cold and wet. And then this morning I was like, you know what? I'll just roll up my jeans. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about, I didn't plan on the downpour that was going to happen while we were in our seats waiting for planes to come that were never coming.
Nope.
And so my jeans were soaked and I was like, $20 for a blanket, sold.
Yep.
Sold to this girl.
And at one point you were leaving and I was like, pick up another blanket.
And I went and they were sold out. They sold more blankets today. They probably sold more hats and blankets today than they've sold ever.
Probably. Yeah. They don't have any winter activity.
No. No, they don't. But the hats are cute. And so is the blanket.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not unhappy.
It's cute. It's decorative.
It is. Well, sometimes Qualls is a little chilly.
Yeah. I think it was 2 years ago for Qualls, we all had to go buy sweatshirts.
Yeah, because it was windy as hell up there.
Yeah, it was.
That's the wind. The wind is what gets you.
Yeah.
Because, like, 57 on the ground is fine. 57 up in the air.
Not so fine.
Not so fine.
Not so fine, yes.
Not so fine. But, yeah, it was super cool to see all these planes. And
I mean, it was just to watch them do that. The level of skill that you see.
Yeah, and precision.
I mean,
and,
my Lord.
Yeah. I mean, and the track, like, that they fly in. I mean, think about, you know, them weaving in and out. It's not as big of an area as you would expect.
I thought it was bigger, but then when you see it, it's maybe, what would you say, a third of the size of the track? I'm trying to...
Maybe half.
Maybe half. Yeah. I think when all is said and done, probably about half.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy how tight they have to make their turns because of how small that track is when you're flying in a plane.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was super cool. So if you didn't come out this year, definitely check it out next year.
Oh yeah, we're there. We're 100% there next year.
Oh, we're definitely going to be there.
Yeah.
But if there's even a hint of rain or coldness, bring extra clothes. Just bring an extra bag full of clothes.
Just bring a jump bag. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool. Maybe a blanket.
Blanket, towel. We did use a towel to drop our seats. That was key.
Yeah.
That was clutch.
Yeah.
If you're thinking maybe I should wear leggings under your jeans, do it.
If you go, oh, we won't need gloves, you will.
You will.
Yeah. And socks, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I stared at my shoes, too, this morning. I said, don't wear tennis shoes. Just wear your slip-ons.
You'll be fine.
She was, in fact, not fine.
No, you were not.
Well, let's see. We guessed last week. We just guessed. We did both pull for Melanie, and, hey, she won. So.
Sure did.
Hey, we got points on... Well, there's no betting here, but...
No.
We're just amazing.
Just self-esteem points.
But we don't get those for the masterclass.
We don't.
No.
We were incorrect.
We were wrong.
But Yoshi won.
Yoshi won. Takuma was there.
He was.
Spencer Peugeot was there.
Yes.
Who was apparently an IndyCar driver. Now, I'm not sure. I've not heard of an IndyCar driver with the last name of Peugeot.
I mean, I believe that I said that it should be pronounced Peugeot.
I know. That's not even how we pronounce it.
But yeah, the announcer mispronounced his name, which is very funny. He mispronounced Takuma yesterday, too.
He pronounced Takuma's name three different times today.
three different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time it was different.
It was like Sato, Sato. I think at one point he pronounced it right, and then he also butchered the first name.
Yeah.
I was like,
I think it was Takamu at one point.
Yes. I was like, I think that's a punctuation.
You're flipping vowels here.
Whoa, buddy, whoa.
Takamu, I think that's punctuation.
So, yes.
Got the sushi dish.
So, Spencer Pigot was there.
Pigot was there to hand out the second place award.
Somebody just picked up a new nickname.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, I picked Mike Hall, the Australian, and
he made it a couple.
He did.
I think he was 8.
He made it to the 8, yeah.
Mine didn't even make it out of 14. Not even make it out of 14.
Pete McLeod.
Damn Canadians.
Damn it. Damn it, Pete.
Damn it, Pete. So.
So.
Definitely going back next year.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
That was very fun. Got to meet up with some of our good track friends and got to meet some new ones. So, I mean, we always enjoy interacting with the crowd. So, I mean, that's half the fun for us, too.
It really is. So, we are doing something new with... not something new. Well, yeah, no, it's something new. Is it new or not? I don't know. It might be.
It might be. We don't even run this thing.
No, we're just... Just run around and drink and talk. So, as we have said now for how many weeks have we said?
I think only 3.
I think it's been since the season has ended that we actually are going to be doing something with our website. We haven't yet. Let me go ahead and
But the soonest it's going to happen is next week because I have the week off work.
Yeah. So, one of the things we're going to start doing, I think, both here on the podcast and also something on our website is every week just highlighting some female in or around racing, be they drivers, engineers, somebody, even, you know, some of the more famous, more well-known, or less well-known, journalists involved.
And it's going to be our Woman Crush Wednesday.
It's going to be our Woman Crush Wednesday, because that's what the cool kids hashtag, I guess. Yep. WCW.
So I hear.
I'm just saying. I'm really not that cool. So today, for this week, we're going to do Alexis DeGioia. She is an NHRA dragster, and I picked her because it just recently came out that she is retiring at the end of the season.
Okay.
And she's been in NHRA since 2005, so, I mean, that's...
13 seasons.
That's pretty long.
Yeah.
So, 2005 is her rookie year. She actually won the Sportsman Nationals her first year.
Wow.
In the Super Comp category. Please don't ask me what that is, because I don't know.
I think you made that up.
I found it on the internet.
So you made it up?
No, the internet said it.
Wikipedia?
It was her website.
Okay, all right.
And Wikipedia.
And Wikipedia.
But it confirmed Wikipedia.
All right.
So in 2009, I think what is cooler is that she started her own racing team called Stealth Motorsports.
Wow.
So I like that.
That's a badass name, too.
That is badass.
Now, is she going to still continue to run that team, I wonder?
Oh, no, that team actually
fell
in 2011.
Well, okay.
Yeah. But she did have her own team for 3 seasons, 2009, yeah, 3 seasons, 2009 to 2011. In 2011, she actually won the NHRA Top Alcohol Funny Car at the Northwest Falls National. She's the second woman ever to do that.
Wow.
Yeah, she's kind of badass. At the end of 2011, she switched from the alcohol to the nitro.
Okay.
2014 was quite the year for her.
Looks like it.
Sub 4 second run, first woman to do that.
Wow.
She won her first race in Phoenix in that Nitro Funny Car. She broke the track record at Atlanta.
Wow.
And she broke the track record at Renard International Raceway. And I believe this is the setup where she broke the record, went back out, and then broke her own record at the same day.
That's awesome.
So she was like, I could do better.
Right?
Here we go.
They're all like, great job. She's like, no. No, not my best road.
No, let's try this
Hold
again.
On. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
I'm not done yet.
then she won
the U.S. Nationals.
That same year.
She's quite the BAMF.
She's quite the BAMF, definitely. Yeah. In 2016, she became the first female ever to compete in 100 Funny Car events.
Wow.
And she's currently the only driver with wins in Super Comp, Top Alcohol Funny Car, and then the Nitro Funny Car.
That's pretty impressive.
She's one of 2 women competing in the Funny Car, and I think the other one is one of the Force.
Is it Brittany? Because I don't think Courtney does the Funny Cars.
She just does the Dragster?
Yeah.
Then it must be Brittany.
Yeah, it must be Brittany.
Yes.
So Brittany Force. Good for her.
She is the Woman Crush Wednesday.
For this week.
Yeah, and it's pretty badass. And
it's gonna be a hard act to follow.
I know. And I know that she does a lot of stuff for like breast cancer awareness. I think if you go to the track that she's at, I know especially in October, like you, if you're over 40, you also get a free mammogram.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, that's cool. Like, that's awesome. Even have, like, the on-site mammogram.
The Mamma Man.
Yep. There you go. So that, she brings that with her, which I think is also a very good thing to do.
That is. That's awesome.
So.
Very cool.
It's our Woman Crush Wednesday.
Woman Crush Wednesday. All right, well.
Shit we didn't make up.
So, the acrobatic helicopter pilot.
Yeah.
His name is Siegfried Schwarz.
Sounds like a super Bond villain.
It does sound like a super Bond villain. He's from Austria.
Okay,
and
so he is.
So he is the first helicopter pilot in Austria, the first certified pilot in Austria who is not in the military. Because it used to be that they only granted helicopters pilot's license if you were in the military. And so he's the first Austrian to ever receive the civilian helicopter pilot's license.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, badass.
Yeah, well.
And he's one of only two of these, because it's a special certification for the trick helicopters. It's a special license, and so he's one of only two in the entire United States who are certified to do these helicopter stunts.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so, yeah. And also, he's an old bro.
Yeah, like he's a bit of an old bro.
Yeah, he's gray hair. He looks like he has no fucks left to give.
No.
But I totally want to have a beer with him. Like, just the picture of him, I was like, all right, yeah, you look cool.
I mean, we joked that he woke up this morning, saw the weather, and was like, I mean, all right, I guess I'll fly.
I guess I'll fly.
All right,
like, they were like, it's kind of windy. He's like, I'm not scared.
Whatever. I do barrel rolls.
Right? He's like, I'm not scared by your wind.
Wow. One of only two. That's kind of insane.
Yeah, that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Although, you got to imagine that a lot of people are wanting to try a bunch of tricks in a helicopter that it really shouldn't be able to do.
I know, but I have that weird adrenaline rush. That
I know.
Like,
I mean, I was like, is there a second seat of that helicopter? Like,
could we?
Can I ride in it? Because I'd be so about that.
I mean, I would be, like, shocked the whole time, but I would get out of the helicopter and go, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd definitely take the GoPro.
Yes.
Yeah. That would definitely happen.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So there we go. Siegfried Schwarz.
Badass.
All right, silly season and other news.
Because, you know, sometimes not everything silly season crops out, so I find other news.
We find other things. So the Penske Acura team.
Yes.
With Elio Castroneves and Ricky Taylor.
Yes.
2017 IMSA Prototype Championship.
Yes.
So they are joining Juan. And Dane Cameron on the other team.
Yes.
And Pagano and Ray Hall filling in for three people races.
That's interesting.
It is.
It's interesting that, I mean, obviously, Graham Rahal will not be, like, it's not an indication that he's leaving RLL, but it's just interesting that
he's on that team.
That he's on Team Penske. Like, he's on Team Penske for the endurance.
Yeah.
Now, other people have joined, like, I know for Petit, like, Bourdais drove for Chip, Bourdais drove for Chip Ganassi Racing, didn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works out.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Interesting.
But I mean, it's paid seat. Paid seat's paid seat.
Hey man, go for it.
So, and obviously they must like how he drives during those endurance events.
I just can't remember him doing one. But I think it's been a while.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so those races would be like the 12 hours of Sebring, the Rolex 24.
Yeah.
Any of that business, which we're hoping to attend the Rolex 24 this year.
Are we?
Yeah, remember that was the one that was in January.
I thought that was Sebring.
No, we're not going to be able to do Sebring.
That's right. We talked about Sebring.
Yeah, because Sebring's right. On St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, no.
We got other plans.
Whoa. No.
We like racing, but we're Irish first.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hold the phone.
Slow up. Okay. Well, that'll be, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I like all those drivers, so.
I'd also like them to have one here at the track.
I would love that.
At least 12 hours at the Brickyard.
Right. 12 hours at the Brickyard. I mean,
I don't know how many times we have to say this.
It just sounds fascinating.
It sounds so cool.
And we want to camp out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Yeah.
Anybody? Bueller?
Doug Bowles, if you're listening.
I do not think so.
I highly doubt that.
I'm going to go ahead and put that in the no category.
Maybe that's for the best.
Yeah, probably.
Although, if you are listening, we got asked today if we worked at the IMS because we were so decked out in IMS gear so and checkered gear. And I was like, not yet. That might have been one of the highlights of the day today.
No, nah. No, we don't.
Yet. But we're always looking. Oh.
So, how about engineer silly season?
Yes, I'm all about the engineer silly season.
That's kind of hard to say.
It's hard for me to say, yeah.
Yeah, you had a moment there. So, we talked about this a couple weeks ago that, because it was before we knew that Hinge was definitely staying with Schmidt-Peterson, his engineer left.
Yes.
Well, he got picked up by Ed.
He sure did.
So, Ed was like, I'm going to pick me up a new engineer.
Which is interesting, because that engineer said that he went to Schmidt-Peterson to kind of get him started, and that the team wasn't really going, you know, where he wanted it to go. It wasn't doing as well. So he wanted to move on to somebody else. And Ed hasn't announced his road buddy yet. So
no,
I'm curious if he already knows who it is.
Ed's road buddy.
His road buddy. I'm curious if they, I'm sure they have a short list.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll be interested to see, you know, if the engineer is managing Piggott all the time.
I'm sorry, who?
Peugeot.
Thank you.
if he's, you know, managing him all the time and then Ed manages the road course person, or?
Well, so Alan McDonald joins. There's two other engineers, Barnes and Harvey, who've been with ECR since the inception of ECR.
Yeah.
So they're keeping all three of them.
Well, I mean, you'd have to, because sometimes they have, like, for the Indy 500,
all three,
yeah.
But I don't know. It's interesting.
It's very,
very interesting.
Very interesting.
He's been with Schmidt for 2013 to this season. Prior to that, he did some work with Andretti. I know he worked with Taglioni a couple for a bit, so. We'll see. I know Ed, you know, there was that IndyCar article. Ed is just not happy with what happened in 2017. So.
He's really not.
Yeah. I think he made that very clear.
Yeah. I don't think he minced any words about that.
I don't think anybody will go.
Displeased with this year.
Did Ed like what happened? I don't know.
You know what? Robin Miller, why don't you go ask him about that? You're his favorite reporter anyway.
I'm going to need to find that and just save that video clip to my phone when
I'm having
a bad day.
Ed, can you tell us who's going to raise it for you next year?
Yeah.
I am.
Where's Spencer? Spencer's just hiding in the race car.
Went to pee.
I just stand still. Robin Miller won't see me.
He can't see you unless you move.
Basically,
just like in Jurassic Park.
I was about to say, just like Jurassic Park. So how about this for a flat-out rumor? Flat-out rumor.
All right.
Foyt Enterprises between Sage Karam and Connor Daly.
Is that even a fucking question? First off, Sage just signed a modeling deal.
I don't know how that's going to work out. If he can, I mean.
He will not have time to be a full-time model and a full-time race
driver. Plus, there is a risk of facial and bodily injuries.
Disfigurement?
Like, that's going to end your modeling career real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. If your forearm is avulsed from your body, you look that word up. That means forcibly removed. Forcibly detached.
You're not going to look cool.
Non-surgically.
You're not going to look like a model in a jacket.
Yeah.
Also, how will you take off a shirt?
How will you take off your shirts? Poor guy. He won't be able to wear anything button up. He can't button it. He can't pop a collar ever again.
All right. I need a minute.
You know he pops every collar he wears.
And he wears this deep V-neck.
Oh, yeah. Like, the V ends right between his nipples. But he doesn't have a single chest hair. Like, maybe one.
Oh, my God.
It sprouted when he turned 15, and no other ones ever came.
It's a flat-out rumor. I don't think it's true. Because Foyt Enterprises have come out and said they have a short list, but both Munoz and Daly is on there.
Yeah.
And now to say it's between Karam and Daly.
No. No, I can't imagine.
Your driver choices are bad, and your rosé is bad, and you should feel bad.
And it's overpriced.
But for real, the rosé is not that great.
Yeah, I actually haven't been there yet.
You've not been?
Well,
I thought you had.
No, it's pretty pricey for a tasting. And I don't... If I don't know that I'm going to like the wine, I'm just not trying to pay that much for a tasting of wine that I'm not going to like. My favorite is the wineries that still don't charge you, which are few and far between now. But like, they maybe charge you $5 or whatever. That's fine. I'll pay that.
Yeah.
And I really like the smaller ones where they charge you, But then you sit there and you bullshit with the bartender for
right.
a little bit.
And then he's like,
and then they're like,
this?
Actually, you should try this
yeah.
one. Da, da. And they just keep, and then you just keep chatting and they're like, oh, did you try this? You know what?
Because you know what? I will buy a lot from you too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, because here's the thing. I'm not going into any winery and walking out empty handed.
No.
I mean, I'm just not.
No, it's not happening.
Even if you don't have great wine, you're going to have something weird. Like, I like good wine, but then I also like weird shit
just
too.
Just to try. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Like, there was one winery I went to that had a tomato wine. Ooh. Oh, I'm buying a bottle of that.
Yeah.
Okay, like, I'm buying tomato. Where else are you going to get
yeah.
tomato wine? Like, nope, I just got to, I got to buy it just because I got to have it.
I'm really made of questions, but probably not.
It's the...
No, it's just too long to get into.
No, that's fine. It's up by Anderson.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hit it up sometime. They sell out of it crazy fast.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, yeah. So if you got something weird, which usually, even if you, like, if you have mostly, like, sweet wines and whatever, you'll have something weird. Like,
yeah.
I like blackberry stuff, blueberry stuff,
yeah,
you
usually
know?
They go for another type
like
of berry.
Pear or
yeah.
watermelon. I went to one place that had watermelon wine.
Huh, interesting.
It was very water, it was like a watermelon Jolly Rancher. Like, it was too much for me, but, you know, it wouldn't have been that bad with, you know, maybe something else mixed in.
Okay.
Like, if you used it for, like, a summer drink.
Like,
ooh, like the watermelon and then like Moscato and like made a sangria
yep.
out of it.
Just what I was
with
thinking.
A little vodka, throw some
yep.
fruit in. Like, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, you could do things with it. So, but yeah, I mean, if I walk into a winery, I'm walking out with wine. It's just.
Yeah.
And especially if you start telling me that there's discounts when I hit 6,
so many.
12, 18 bottles, like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I love bullshitting with people and then they just. And you're like, yeah, I've tried this wine at this place. And I really like that. Like, oh, you know what? You'll love this. I'm like, yeah, just keep pouring me, Chase.
All right, let's do
Please,
this.
Let's do this.
So that's a flat-out rumor.
Flat-out rumor.
Flat-out rumor.
Yeah.
Here's something that
I don't believe it.
Actually, not a rumor. But I think it's maybe one of the stupidest things ever. Because this is from his, I don't know, either his Instagram or his Twitter. I can't tell. And I just get frustrated anyway. Marco's changing his car number. You know. Because that's the problem. The car number. Oh, that's the problem? Is that going to turn it all around?
Well, I wonder, like, did the number 27 have any significance to him?
I don't know.
Has he revealed what number he's changing it to?
No, he was like, stay tuned. I was like, I don't care.
I'm
curious. Where's the I don't care button?
God, I wish that was a thing.
Because it's like the people on the Facebook. It's like, oh my God, this is going to happen. I don't really care. I'll find out in March at St. Pete what your new number is.
Right.
Oh, he changed his number. Okay, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Same shit, different year.
Bet he still doesn't race that well.
Yeah. I'll put money on that one.
But I'll be curious. I wonder if he's like going to change his number to like one of Mario's numbers.
Good luck.
Or maybe Michael's or whatever. I mean, because that would make sense if you were going to like change it to like...
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, to, like, the number that Mario had when he won the Indy 500. I mean, I don't think that's going to make any difference in his race career. But
I mean, I would be kind of mad if I was Mario. I'd be like, that's a sacred number, kid.
Listen, son.
Listen here.
Child.
You.
Also, I said I was gonna mention this on our podcast, and I kept forgetting. But Marco did get married a couple weeks ago. And one of our friends on Twitter tweeted, and it made me laugh so hard. It was like, Marco Andretti got married this weekend, .. Maybe he'll finish first for once.
Oh, God.
And it was so funny, and I just keep forgetting to mention it. But it was my favorite tweet that week.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe he'll finish first. I love the maybe.
Right, like,
maybe.
It's not even a given.
Maybe he'll finish first for once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that made me laugh.
So, you remember how we bitched last podcast about the schedule?
Yes.
And then, as I was getting ready to press in, I get an alert. Oh, hey, we're putting our schedule out tomorrow. And I was like, damn it.
Because Mark Miles likes to fuck with us.
I feel like he has bugged something of mine.
Yeah.
Probably.
And he's like, oh, wait, they just recorded. Let's release a bunch of shit.
Let's ruin...
So that by the time they talk about it, it's old news.
Damn it. So...
Yeah, let's ruin this.
Maybe if we just bitch about stuff, we'll learn more, guys.
I don't know.
So, they released.
They released the schedule.
I'm not going to go all the way through it. Because, oh my God. First of all, there's the... I don't know why I'm holding this up. But there's that infographic that everybody should have seen now on Instagram. And it's like the block with all of the...
All the tracks
all
and all
the
shapes of the tracks. And
there was a moment when I was scrolling through our Instagram feed that it was... That picture for 14 in a row. And they almost all had the exact same, like, quote underneath. Like, The hashtag IndyCar 2018 schedule is out. Who's everybody's most excited to go to? Like, everybody. Every track, every driver had nearly an identical thing. I think, like, tracks got a little more leeway. They're like, we're still on the schedule. Aren't you excited? But every driver was like, here's the schedule. What are you most excited about?
Because all their PR people just did a copy and paste.
Yeah, basically.
One person wrote it and then just texted it to everybody else.
Hey, guys, we're going to use this one. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It was just funny.
It is funny.
When you were just 14 like, of those pictures. I'm like, and oh, another. I see it. So the schedule is out. Big thing. Portland is in.
Watkins Glen is out for the season. But their tweet, they talked about, you know, they said that they're maintaining a good relationship, whatever. Like, there's no hard feelings. It just, yeah. You know, they said it just purely was schedule issues. And so they are still hoping, you know, to have an IndyCar race again in the future. So I think they'll probably be looking at future schedule in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
So.
Which is sad. I hope so, because that's one of the ones, like, just because of the history.
We really wanted to go to that one.
Yeah. And I was really on our list for this year, but not anymore.
I mean, we thought about it for this past season.
Well, I was definitely thinking, like, 2018.
But, yeah, 2018, yeah. No, it was definitely going to be on our
list. It's
going
to go. Yeah, we're going to go. But well, that's wrong.
That's out.
That's out. Mexico City is not on there.
Not yet.
Not yet. They're still talking that they're going to put it on there, but Jesus. I don't know. I mean, the only time it would fit would be August.
Yeah. Between Mid-Ohio and Pocono.
And that's, I don't think that's enough time to get everything there. I mean, that's,
yeah,
that's just hard to do. So.
Well, it is because, I mean, they drive the cars.
Yeah, they're going to have to drive everything.
Yeah. So, when especially from Ohio to Mexico City is quite the haul.
Wow.
Mid-Ohio would be the one right before.
Pocono. I got to flip.
And then back to Pocono. I mean,
and that's like, they don't have to stop off at somebody's, at a garage to fix shit. I mean,
yeah. That's
a really tight turnaround, so I don't know.
I mean, technically, you could stop in Indianapolis on both ways,
but
it'd be kind of a pain. I mean, an easier way to do it would be if they went to Mexico City right after Texas.
Yeah, that would be.
But there's no time for that.
No.
I mean, there's 1 week in between, but I don't think that's going to happen.
So, tentatively, what we're looking at for us to go is definitely St. Pete, hashtag IndyCar Spring Break.
Yep.
That's happening.
IndyCar Adult Spring Break.
Please join us.
It'll be a good time.
Obviously, we're going to do GP of Indy and the 500.
Obviously.
Road America.
Definitely hitting that up this year.
And then we hit Mid-Ohio. And then, my God, we go Pocono, Gateway, and Portland back-to-back-to-back.
Yep.
We are going to Portland because...
Because your brother lives in Seattle.
My brother lives in Seattle, and I would like to go to Portland. I think I was there for Gateway for their first race, and it's kind of first race in a while.
Yeah.
And this will be Portland's first race in a while, and I'd like to be there. I think there's an extra level of excitement.
I agree. Yeah. I was sad to miss Bomarito, and I think it'll be fun. I've always wanted to go to Portland.
Yeah, it's fun there.
I've not been out to the Pacific Northwest ever.
Oh, my God, it's so pretty. So,
yeah, I've been to L.A., but I haven't really been anywhere else on the West Coast. So, yeah, I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
I mean, we're still looking at maybe doing another one or two, depending on the job situation.
Depending, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it works out. But
yeah. So, it's out there, and I'm going to go ahead and just take credit for it being released. So, you're all welcome.
Yep.
You're welcome.
You're all welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, Molly's favorite section.
Yay! Look, Mom, we're learning.
We're learning.
Which is something we said we do in the off season is talk about different topics. So this time I thought we would talk about the
Triple Crown of Motorsport.
Triple Crown of Motorsport. It is three races, the 500, the Le Mans, and the Monaco Grand Prix.
All right.
There is some discussion that you can modify it. So instead of the Grand Prix in Monaco, you can just become the F1 champion.
I don't really like that.
No, I think if you're going to have a triple crown, you kind of have to have three separate races.
Yeah, because you win the championship, like, I mean, I feel like the races that are picked for a reason.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of people who have, I mean, Pagano last year won the championship for IndyCar, but he's not ever won an Indy 500.
Yeah.
And it has its own prestige of winning at that track. So, yeah, I don't like the championship.
And I think that's really it. I think, you know, obviously the Indy 500 is a very prestigious race.
Mm-hmm.
The Le Mans 24 Hours is a prestigious race. And I know the Monaco Grand Prix, although I don't know a lot about Formula One, it's a very prestigious race.
Yeah, it's one of their big races.
And, you know, because, you know, the Principality of Monaco and all that really get behind F1.
So. Yeah. Yeah, they do.
But if you remember last year, for the 500, Fernando Alonso, who is currently driving F1, came over for the 500, and this is why.
It's because he was attempting to win. So
he was attempting
to
win, yeah.
He's one of the Triple Crown winners for this.
He unfortunately did not.
He did not. He did not win.
And one of the big issues in completing all of this is that the Monaco Grand Prix and the Indianapolis 500 are held about the same time.
Oh, so you couldn't do all three in the same year, even if you wanted to.
Right. You have to kind of, it takes like a year or so to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
There has only been one person who has completed the Grand Prix. Graham Hill is a British driver. Let's see, he did the 500. He won the 500 in 66, Le Mans in 72, and then he won Monaco quite a few times.
Wow. 63, 64, 65, 68, 69.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won it 3 years in a row, and then he was like, I'm going to Indy, and then he won that.
And he's like, back!
That's awesome.
But quite a few people have come close. I didn't do this. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 people have come close winning one, you know, two out of the three. Some names that we would know would be A.J. Foyt won both the 500 and Le Mans.
Yep.
McLaren won Le Mans and Monaco. Mario Andretti won the 500, and he was the F1 champion, so, meh.
Asterisk.
You know,
a true one on that one.
Emerson Fittipaldi.
Yep.
Also won the 500 and was the F1 champion. And, by the way.
Oh, and Jacques Villeneuve.
Jacques Villeneuve, yep. And, of course, Juan. Actually, Juan is he's poised. He could do it. Now
he actually
is,
yeah, because he won the Indy 500 and he won Monaco.
And he won Monaco, so what he has to do next, I mean, the only thing is Le Mans, but now he's in the endurance cars.
Oh, he is. So.
And he's currently the only active driver to compete who has won two out of the three races.
Oh, wow. So.
So I'm just saying, Juan.
He might actually pull it off.
It could be kind of cool.
Juan thinks he can.
Juan always thinks that he can. Juan will win. And
Juan is very nice.
Why do you not like Juan? His message is Juan of importance. Sorry. It is such a bad pun, but I really like it.
It's so funny every time.
Every time. And I think with Le Mans, being that there's different classes, it's not that you have to win in one specific class. I think mm-hmm. You just have to win your class, which I think...
Which is fine.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. I think that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So there are other types of
people... Because I always forget that Juan is, you know, actually a decent driver just because he's just such a princess.
He's just a little bit of a princess.
He's such a diva, and I just love making fun of him. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. He really can race well.
Yeah, I mean, he's done IndyCar, F1, and NASCAR for a little bit.
Yeah, he has.
And I don't know his NASCAR career.
I think he just did it a little bit just because he could.
Yeah, he was like, why not?
Why not?
Juan will drive.
Juan can drive these cars too. Juan can drive everything.
Juan will drive the taxi cabs.
Yeah, in fact, this weekend he was like, Juan will be in the helicopter.
Yeah. Shit, was Juan in the helicopter?
He's like, show this to Roger Penske. Juan will do anything. Please give me a ride.
Juan just wants to ride.
Juan just wants to drive.
I mean, like, and the pilot is also joined by
former Indy 500 champion.
Juan Pablo Montoya.
Motorola.
I'm sorry. I have a horrible problem with names, so, like, I can't give shit, but...
No, but when you know there's going to be a bunch of people that you may not know,
like,
that's when you need somebody to write it down phonetically.
Or I write shit down in my weird phonetic way.
Right?
Like...
I'm just saying, like, obviously we both graduated from IU Bloomington.
Yeah.
Which, the graduation ceremonies, there's two of them, and there's, like, 5,000 people in each. It's ridiculous. So they don't say your names. They just stand you up by school, tell you to move your tassel over, and they sit you down. So the school of nursing, we had our own little private ceremony where they actually, like, called our name. We walked across the stage, shook the dean's hand, whatever, blah, blah. And so beforehand, they gave everybody a pen and a note and a 3x5 note card.
Yes.
And they said, write out how to pronounce your name. Like, write your name out phonetically.
So for law school, when you get the hooding ceremony, because it's a very big deal, not only do you write it out, but I think you have to call a number, and it's an automated voice, like a voicemail box, and you say it. And you say, like, you say your name like 3 different times so they can pick it up.
To make sure that they don't mispronounce your name.
Which, because it's a, you know, you just got a doctorate in law, like, please pronounce my name right.
Right. Well, fun fact, they mispronounced my name.
Aw, how did they...
Okay.
How did they do that?
Was
it first or last?
No, they mispronounced Gunyon.
Okay.
Which,
all right.
G-U-N-Y-O-N. It's spelled like Funyon with a G. And I spelled it, like when I wrote it out, I put G-U-N and then hyphen and then Gunyon. I put Y-U-N.
Yeah.
Gunyon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember how they pronounced it, but it was not even close.
I do remember
she tried a couple times, and I finally was like, Gunyon. She was like, Gunyon Meyer.
I think that I actually had to get a second call because of my middle name, now that we say this. Yeah. Yeah, Altona got a call back.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, how do you pronounce this again? And I was like, it's Altona. It's fine.
Like Altona?
Nah. Okay. He's like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. So anyway, back to Juan.
Juan.
Well, not Juan anymore.
So.
Other types of triple crowns. Mm-hmm. So, endurance racing has Le Mans, the 24 Hours of Daytona, and the 12 Hours of Sebring, which, by the way, I believe AJ Foyt has won all of those as well.
Well, I'm not surprised. He is the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Okay. The GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Except that rosé is not that great. That's okay.
You know what? He's a driver. He's not a winemaker.
That's true. IndyCar did have one. And it was kind of a different modification for a while. So from 71 to 80, it was Avi, the 500. Then it was Pocono, and then the California 500.
Okay.
Then from 80 to 89, again, Indy, again, Pocono, and then it was the Michigan 500.
Yes.
And then for 2013, they tried to redo it, and it was Indy 500, the Pocono 400, and then the MAVTV 500.
Hmm.
And then NASCAR has their own.
Okay.
Because NASCAR. It was the Daytona 500, Aaron's 499.
Okay.
Apparently we can't round up in NASCAR. And then the Coca-Cola 600.
I mean, that makes sense. Daytona 500, Coca-Cola 600, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's their two big ones. And then NHRA has something similar with the Winter Nationals, the U.S. Nationals, and the Finals, which just... Before we came on air, I asked Abby to... And I did the same thing, and we made sure we weren't cheating, so we'll see how this goes. If we were to create our own IndyCar Triple Crown now, looking at, and I just looked at, printed out the 2018 schedule. So, starting with this schedule, who would you pick?
And so we shielded our answers.
So we shielded them.
All right. So.
I think first and foremost, everybody listening knows the Indy 500 has to be.
Yeah.
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 All right. So who did you have?
So I had Indy 500, then Road America, and then Pocono.
Shut your face.
No.
I had Indy 500, Pocono, and Road America.
My hand to God.
No, we had paper shielded like we were guarding from cheating in school.
We had the little 3-folder set up. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, I would say solid choices. Solid choices all around.
Looks good. I mean, 500 has to be there because it's the 500.
I mean, you can't have a triple crown of any car and not have the 500.
Right. I think I picked Pocono next. Because I think Pocono is a very exciting, kind of a very high-intensity race, and so I think that should be part of it.
It is, and I picked Pocono for that reason as well, and because it's also a longer race.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like, you know, the endurance of it and all that, and it's the tricky triangle.
Yeah,
I mean, so it's like an oval, but it's not.
It's like a fancy oval.
You know, yeah, it's like a fancy oval. So we've got ovals and we've got road courses. It's kind of like an in-between. So that's also part of why I picked it.
Oh, okay. I see now, and I was thinking about doing 3 ovals, and I was like, no, you have to have a road course.
You have to have a road course, yeah.
I think you do. And as much as people bitch and moan about road courses, all right, it's part of the schedule. Build a bridge, get over it, whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's it. I'm done. Yeah, just get over it. It's part of the schedule.
It is.
I kind of just picked Road America. I think it's a longer one for them.
It is a longer one, but I know it's a big fan favorite as well.
Yeah.
People who go to that one are very intense race fans.
Yeah, and because Watkins Glen isn't on the schedule anymore.
Yeah, so otherwise I probably would have had
I
that
actually
one.
Would have, yeah.
Yeah, But Road America for sure. Well, I probably would have been torn between Road America and Watkins Glen.
Yeah,
but
I would have gone back and forth and back and forth.
So.
How exciting.
Yeah. Look at us picking the same things.
That's so
We're
scary.
Hilarious.
We are.
So. All right, well.
What do you think?
I think maybe we should white flag this. All
right. What do you got?
We've got some time for... Well, actually, next weekend we're going to MRTI testing.
Yeah.
So Mazda Road to Indy is going to be here at the IMS.
Wow, that is so loud.
It is so loud. So we're going to head out there this weekend.
Yeah.
I believe it's free to get in on testing days. So
I really need to double check that, but I think so.
Almost positive it is. Yeah. So if you're not doing anything, come on out and join us. We'll be in the Turn 2 Mounds. Well, I guess that's pretty much the only place you can go.
Watching tomorrow's news. What is it? Tomorrow's Stars Today.
Exactly. Watching Tomorrow's Stars Today.
Okay.
That sounds like an after-school special.
It does sound like an after-school special.
All right, white flag for you.
I don't know. I'm scared. After next week.
What we're going to do with our lives.
What are we going to do with our lives?
I know. I'm worried that maybe our podcast is going to drop down to like 23 minutes.
That'll never
Which
happen.
Which my mom would love.
Mine slightly would too.
I'd like to listen, but it's just so long.
I was like, but it's a lot shorter than most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Pat McAfee. 2 hours. You have
time
for that
hours.
Shit.
I had to listen to that at work.
I mean, I drove 2 hours to work, but I don't want to listen to the same person for 2 straight hours.
God, I hope we never have a 2 hour long episode.
I mean, we might, but if we did it be over the Indy 500, it'd be 100% worth it.
So we forgot to plug social media.
Oh, we sure did. All right, follow us on Instagram at Fast Cars Fast Girls. I know usually there's a lead in that I just, that's ridiculously just, obvious. And I just, it didn't happen.
Didn't happen today.
What a long day, man. So at Fast Cars Fast Girls on Instagram. Twitter is Fast Cars N317.
Yep.
I am. We have a Snapchat.
Yep.
It's Fast Cars and then FSTGRLS.
Probably only really active during track activities.
During
so
track activity.
This weekend, yep. Next weekend, actually, probably a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'll want to add us on.
Yeah, I mean, go for it.
And
anyway.
Just check out our story whenever it pops up.
Yeah. Facebook.
Facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls, or you can just search Fast Cars Fast Girls in the search bar.
Yep. And if you go to www.FastCarsFastGirls.com, that's our website, which just directs you right to where our podcast is right now.
But you can also find us on Google Play and on iTunes.
Yep, we're everywhere. So stay tuned.
We're watching you.
Mark. Miles.
We're watching you. So, all right. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show, please.
And share us.
Absolutely. Thanks all for listening.
Bye. I forgot how awesome this...
I know, right? I forgot how awesome this movie was.
The beginning?
Yeah.
Insane.
Totally badass.